Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here is your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. Joining me in studio is Bishop Coffey, an auxiliary bishop and vicar for Veterans Affairs under the Archdiocese for Military Services of the USA. Bishop, welcome to Holy Spirit Radio.
Thank you very, very much. It's a real pleasure to be here again. It's been quite a few years since I was here before.
Yeah, long before I've been here. I was here 10 years now. So expand upon that a little bit. Well, when were you here?
Sure, I'm sure many of your viewers will remember the name of Bill Miller. He was a wonderful pro-life hero in this area for many, many years. And we became friends when I was in seminary, even before that, I think. And I was only ordained a couple of years when he had me in as one of his guests on his radio show. Yeah. So I've definitely been in this studio probably some 20 years ago.
Oh, yes, at least. Well, thank you for coming in, taking time out of your busy schedule. Again, I had asked you on about a year ago or within the last year to talk about some of the same stuff we are talking about or will be talking about today, your role in the AMS, or the
Archdiocese for Military Services.
That's what it is. Thank you.
Right. Well, yes. It's funny. I often get asked that question of what is the Archdiocese for Military Services? Because believe it or not, a lot of people really have never heard of it. What it means is that everybody who is Catholic in our military, the Army, the Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard, Space Force, Merchant Marine, National Guard, while they're in the military, they belong to the military archdiocese. Because as you know, we have bases all over the world. Geographically speaking, it's the largest archdiocese in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we have Archbishop Broglio is our archbishop. He's headquartered down in Washington, D.C., and he's also the president of the USCCB. He's the president of the United States Council of Catholic Bishops.
Yes.
Ordained or voted into that office back in November by the bishops.
Yeah, relatively recently.
Right,
yes.
And I voted for him, just in case. Yeah, of course I did. And then he has four auxiliary bishops who help him.
Yes.
So Bishop Spencer covers all the U.S. military bases east of the Mississippi River. Bishop Buchan covers all the bases west of the Mississippi River. Bishop Mum lives in Germany. He's covering all of our U.S. bases in Europe and Asia. So he's covering 10 time zones.
Wow.
And I have the veterans hospitals in the U.S., not the bases, but the veterans hospitals. And we have over 150 of them around the USA. So as the vicar, I make pastoral visits to all of our VA hospitals around the country. And as many of the viewers or listeners know, I'm a veteran.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I've spent 28 years in the Navy.
Yep.
9 in the reserve and 19 on active duty as a Navy chaplain.
Well, thank you for that.
And you're a veteran too, right?
I'm a veteran of the Army, yes, sir.
Hooah!
Hooah!
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
And I'm your vicar.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for coming. I'm so blessed to have my vicar here.
Absolutely.
After the show, maybe I can – I have some things I want to present to you.
Great.
No issues. I'm doing well, praise
God. Good.
Anyways – so, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop kindly said yes to coming in, and we're going to talk about more things, but I asked him to start us off with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit, as I often do with my guests. So, Bishop, will you please?
He's a wonderful saint, one of my favorites. So let us pray. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop Coffey. You started a little bit, you know, telling everybody you gave us one over the world, as we say in the military,
right.
A 30,000-foot view of what you do. But there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, 150, let's get to the VAs.
Right, sure. Well, it's really because I was a Navy chaplain for 19 years on active duty. So I served around the world, three tours with Marines, three tours on aircraft carriers, where I was the only priest for a ship of over 5,000 sailors. And I had a wonderful career as a Navy chaplain. I was a priest from Philadelphia, ordained by Cardinal Bevilacqua in 1996. I spent 5 years as a curate, a parochial vicar in Tarsdale, PA, at St. Catherine of Siena in Tarsdale with the great Monsignor Jim McBride was my pastor, and we're still friends to this very day.
Excellent.
In fact, I hope he's listening today.
Okay.
He's 92 years old, living
God
at the
bless
villa
him.
In Saint at the Darby in Darby, and he's in great health, and he's a wonderful priest and great friend.
Excellent.
So after my 5 years with him, I then went on active duty, literally at, when 9/11 happened.
Well, I was going to ask you because I read that in your bio. It said in September of 2001. I was wondering, was it like right at the beginning of September, or had 9/11 happened, and did that spur you request that, or was it part of your decision?
No. I was already in the reserve. I had already spent 5 years as a priest, and Cardinal Bevilacqua gave me permission to go on active duty. So I went off to Camp Johnson, North Carolina, near Camp Lejeune, and I was doing training with Navy chaplains about to go on active duty with the Marines. When we were coming out of the gas mask drill, you remember how much fun that was?
Oh, absolutely.
It's horrible. Well, they came running out of the classroom, screaming at us to get in the classroom. And we could tell from the tone of their voice that this was not normal screaming for boot camp.
Yeah.
Something was wrong. We were in trouble, we thought. We didn't know what had happened. We go into the classroom, and on the television set was 9/11 happening. That was my introduction to active duty.
Wow.
Watching those trade centers come down, knowing we were going to go to war, knowing that people were dying, it was a day that I will never forget, and I'm sure everybody who's an adult remembers where they were. That's where I was. That's where I started active duty as a Navy chaplain.
Well, thank you. To me, that it reminds me, I call it a Kennedy moment, because people back in those days, you know, in the 60s, I was in grade school.
Or men landing on the moon.
Right. But you know where you were when that horrific news, well, for Kennedy assassination, or that terrific news of the moon landing.
Right.
You know, that's one of those things etched in our memories forever.
When Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, I was at the Jersey Shore, Margate, with my cousins.
Were you?
And there were like 20 of us little kids around the TV watching in amazement.
Wonderful.
I remember where I was for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that, for recounting all that.
And then after I retired from the Navy.
And when was that?
That was back in 2020, so that's 3 years now.
Yes.
So I'm now officially retired from the Navy, but I'm full-time with the Military Archdiocese. Mm-hmm. So in my role as vicar for Veterans Affairs, I'm really representing Archbishop Rolio because he is the military archbishop. But as you know, he's got the whole world to cover, so he has it divvied up among his four auxiliary bishops who help him. So I make pastoral visits to the VA hospitals, and all those VA hospitals, they have a priest chaplain who works on the staff at the VA hospital. They're endorsed by Archbishop Broglio. I make sure that they're doing okay. So it's like care to the caregiver.
Yes.
And then when I go to the hospital, they take me around and we visit with the patients, the other veterans. I tell them that I'm a veteran and I hear their stories, and that's what I get to do. And I feel very, very blessed that I'm able to do this as a bishop. It's a pretty unique job.
Yes, a wonderful job. And well, I was going to go on to a descriptor, his Catholic chaplains in the military and veterans affairs, but I marvel at the 1.8 million Catholics in the United States and around the world that are entrusted to the pastoral care of the Archdiocese for the Military Services. And highlighted at the beginning, to include veterans affairs, 150 are under your watch, basically.
Right.
So do you have assistants that help you?
Yes, fortunately.
Well, I was going to say yes. So.
I have our Vice Chancellor for Veterans Affairs, a wonderful lady named Deborah Stevens. She had retired from the VA, and she was looking for some part-time work in the D.C. area. So she handles much of my administrative type work that comes in, which really frees me up for a lot of the more pastoral responsibilities of actually visiting the hospitals, visiting the priests, and not worrying too much about the administrative side of things.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm very grateful that I have some assistance.
Well, that is awesome, Bishop. kind of going to a current here and now, or relatively recent event or events that have been in the news and are not of a good news story. And that would be, and many of my listeners or our listeners to Holy Spirit Radio might have heard, is basically Walter Reed National Military Center. Walter Reed National Military Medical Center terminates Catholic pastoral care contract during Holy Week move, which violates the First Amendment right to free exercise of religion. And I'm reading from the AMS. This was from your website. What does that mean, Bishop? And how involved are you in dealing with this and assisting Archbishop Broglio, who right. is the point man, so to speak?
Well, Walter Reed is not actually a veterans hospital.
Correct.
It is. It's a really a joint military hospital between the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force. So mm-hmm. it would be called a joint military base. So Archbishop Broglio is the point man for that. And fortunately, it did get a lot of publicity. Mm-hmm. Many different media outlets covered yes. this, and we were very grateful for that. And I don't know exactly what happened. From what I understand, the way I can best describe it is there's a series of contracts that happen in a medical center for all mm-hmm. kinds of services, mm-hmm. including chaplain services. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might have an active duty Navy chaplain or an active duty Army chaplain or an active duty Air Force chaplain covering a base or a hospital. Mm-hmm. But some of our bases don't have enough active duty priest chaplains to cover them, so they are contracted out to other clergy. Well, what I think happened was it was timed for the contract to be renewed, and a contracting officer, I'm presuming, looked at a proposal from a company that provides services. Mm-hmm. It said chaplain services, and said, oh, we've got that covered.
Oh, yeah.
And gave the contract to this corporation that provides services. Well, the problem is they don't provide Catholic Mass, mm-hmm. the sacrament of the reconciliation, mm-hmm. the anointing of the sick. They're the things that only a Catholic chaplain can do.
Yes.
I mean, God bless our brothers and sisters in the Protestant field. They are chaplains also, and they do prayer services. They mm-hmm. do Bible studies. They talk with people. They do all kinds of wonderful things that a chaplain does. But they don't provide the sacraments the way a priest does. So that was the problem. So if that was an oversight on that contracting officer's job, that's very unfortunate, but it's understandable how that may have happened. The problem is if it was intentional or they just didn't care about making mm-hmm. sure the Catholics had their sacraments covered, well, that's a far bigger problem. So Archbishop Broglio got involved right away, addressed the situation, and from very high levels, way above my pay grade, have assured the Archbishop that this will be looked into and hopefully remedied very soon.
So it's still in that process
right.
of being looked into.
Yes, and I think nothing happens quickly in the military, so it might take a little while to fix this.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Right. Hurry up and wait, right?
Yeah, hurry up and wait. Well, let me ask you from your personal foxhole, if you will, or from your personal ship, because, you know, you were on the water.
Three carriers. It's great duty.
We'll get into that. Have you had calls or have people, after an event, who know about this, have they voiced their concern about that?
Absolutely. So, people are angry.
Yeah.
I mean, the Walter Reed looked very bad in this mm-hmm. because we have millions of Catholic veterans, millions of them,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be have their religious requirements taken care of by chaplains.
And then so. And some of the reading background, I mean, they were calling it conscience protection was violated, you know, the First Amendment,
the right to exercise our religion, yes.
Absolutely.
So many, many people actually did call me. People emailed me, called me, texted me and says, what can we do? Because
mm-hmm.
they were ready to write to their congressman or mm-hmm. the president or whatever they thought needed to be done to fix this problem. And I did assure them that Archbishop Broglio had it covered mm-hmm. and it was being addressed at the highest levels.
Excellent. Excellent.
But
thank
I was
you.
Very, very happy that a lot of people were concerned about this because this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would invite people to go to Google or, you know, because we have all this modern stuff. You can look this up in a heartbeat. You know, Walter Reed contract, you know, ending. Simple words like that.
And the timing was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, the day before Holy Week.
Absolutely.
The holiest week of our year.
Yeah. Boom.
So
those guys can't, they're done. They're out of here.
Right.
But I understand some of those, they were brothers of a friary. I think it was in Silver Spring, Maryland. They soldiered on, if you will, persisted in.
And I think we had some maybe reserve chaplains actually cover. Mm-hmm. So I think services were provided at the last minute, mm-hmm. which is good news for our veterans who were counting on that for Holy Week especially.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Needless to say, it's being looked at, and hopefully any of you listening, if you do want to call your congressmen and senators and or write a letter to those who can impact this, please do so.
Sure.
What else are we going to get into in the culture wars, if you will, in the U.S.? I mean, there's so much going on.
Right.
And we're kind of under siege,
mm-hmm.
We Catholics.
Well,
and those in Christianity writ large, I mean, just right. by the culture.
So. Right, I agree. And we have to stay strong. And this was a clear example how we simply don't have the luxury of staying silent about this.
Oh,
it's absolutely
not.
It's too important of an issue.
Yes, yes. For those who stay silent, I mean, and then someday wake up and they say, well, where did all that go? Mm. Well, I mean, now's your chance to step up.
Right.
And do your part. So another issue that Archbishop Broglio is involved in, and this came out somewhere around the same time, he issued a pastoral letter on growing access to abortion in VA medical centers and U.S. military is also going on, ladies and gentlemen. So again, what was the hue and cry from those people that contacted you or contacting Archbishop Broglio?
That is also a very, very serious problem that's really new. For our military. Actually, when I was in seminary, I was a seminarian studying for Philadelphia, and President Clinton got elected, Bill Clinton, and I believe on his first day in office, he signed several executive orders, mm-hmm. one of them concerning abortion in the military. And the good news is, every Catholic doctor in the military said, I will not do abortions.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of went away,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
thanks to the doctors.
Yes.
And now with our current commander-in-chief, we certainly know his position on this, and mm-hmm. it's not with the church's position.
Although he may profess to be
right.
one of us.
Right. Well,
it's his right, obviously, for his beliefs.
The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin,
mm-hmm.
is also Catholic, and the new Secretary of the VA is also Catholic,
okay.
Dennis McDonough.
Oh, okay.
So none of these things should be happening.
None of them.
When we have men in the highest level of our governments who are Catholic, but unfortunately, we have to address these things. Mm-hmm. So now in the military. A military service member who's female and gets pregnant unexpectedly and unplanned, now she can go and get an abortion and take actual leave.
Leave time, yes.
Leave time. And her commanding officer, he or she, would not have any ability to object to that. So that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely.
And then for the first time ever in our veterans' hospitals where it's an option to have an abortion, which that's never happened before, as far as I know. So that needs to be addressed as well.
Yeah, followed, addressed, and again.
And corrected.
And corrected.
And fixed and stopped.
Fixed. Yep. Keep going, Bishop.
Right.
You're on a roll.
Right.
I would say, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's up to us, the laity and clergy, priests and religious. This is when we have to call Washington or call Harrisburg or
senators,
call your senators,
congressmen,
get them involved, and hold their feet to the fire. That's what we're all about. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to lose that long-term battle. The pro-life movement was just a year ago given a blessing in the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which
right.
ticked off the other side. But,
right.
I mean, God was totally involved in that and the Holy Spirit, but that was from a lot of assiduous work in the ground level across America. Pro-lifers.
Hosts from this radio station, many, many listeners, people that we know and love from this archdiocese have been involved with the pro-life movement for many, many decades. Mm-hmm. I got involved in grade school when Roe versus Wade happened. Mm-hmm. My father was a doctor, and it was January 22nd, 1973. Mm-hmm. And I can remember him telling the kids at dinner table that night what had just happened. Mm. That's when I became a pro-lifer. And then I believe the next year or two, I was at the second March for Life.
Oh, were you?
I went to Archbishop Carroll High School in Radnor, and we sent a couple of buses down from the high school. Mm-hmm. And for many, many years after that, when I was in college and seminary, when I was a priest in Philadelphia, I would take the bus down with the pro-life people, marching that March for Life. And when that got overturned a year ago, I was actually in Oberammergau at the Passion Play.
Oh, okay.
And at the intermission, the tour director, John Hale, says to me, "Bishop, it's been overturned." He had it on his cell phone. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, it was hard to concentrate for the rest of the show.
I was
so overjoyed after decades of praying for that.
Absolutely.
And it happened.
And working.
And working.
Yes.
But as we all know, all the listeners know, that was just the start of the new battle.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to the States.
We won that victory. But now, and it's down to the states and the legislatures, and the battle is still joined.
Battle
rages.
Continually.
Thank you, Bishop Coffey, for that. And you had alluded to Bill Miller, who had Voices of the Unborn, mm-hmm. and you were a visitor, you know, on one of his, like, first shows.
I was
way
a guest.
Back when.
I was one of his guests.
Yeah. And there's another connection, I mean, because you are a Philly guy.
I'm a Philly guy.
And you love all the sports teams.
I do. What happened to our 76ers? Game 7, what happened?
I don't know.
Now Boston looks totally different against Miami.
You'll have to come back. We'll have to do a sports segment from a Catholic perspective.
Well, okay. Our Eagles and Phillies are trending in the right direction,
for
sure.
Yes, they are.
Last season was exciting.
Oh, it was. And now onward and upward this coming season, you know?
And our Flyers. Can't forget our Flyers.
Our Flyers.
Although it's been a long time since they won a cup.
Absolutely. So where was I going with this?
I don't know.
But I was going to say, there's another local connection, and I go to St. Francis Cabrini Parish in Fairless Hills, and the pastor of that is Monsignor Michael McCormack. And you have some...
He's a good friend.
He's a good friend, but how did you come to know him, briefly?
When I was an acolyte in seminary, I spent the summer at the Assumption Parish in Feasterville. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the curates. He was an assistant pastor there. Dan Devine was the pastor, Father Devine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Father McCormack was a young priest back then, and I was a seminarian, and we bonded very well together. In fact, he credits me for me motivating him to go out on power walks because I was with the Navy. I had to stay in shape.
Yeah.
So I said, Father McCormack, I'm going for a power walk. You want to go? He said, okay.
Okay, let's go.
And so we used to power walk around the neighborhood, and he would tell me about the priesthood. And we've been very nice friends ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that.
He's a great priest.
Oh, he is. He is, and a great pastor, Bishop. And I wanted to talk about this upcoming weekend, which is Memorial Day, this coming Monday. So what are your thoughts to our listeners and, you know, from your heart and from your role of what you do, and you interact with so many veterans and so many active duty and reserve folks? Well, you know, what are your words of wisdom America?
What I'd like to share very briefly is that it's also my birthday weekend. So my birthday is May 31st. Mm-hmm. So when I was a little kid, the Memorial Day celebration would often have picnics and barbecues and fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was all for me. And my mother said, "Yes, Joey, it's all for you.
That's funny.
But yeah. I have grown to truly love Memorial Day for mm-hmm. the military significance, where mm-hmm. we remember all those men and women who've paid the ultimate sacrifice.
It's a solemn day.
It's a solemn day. Unfortunately, people think of it as a day to have a barbecue or a car sale. People advertise Memorial Day, rug sales, things like that.
All that stuff.
God love capitalism.
Yeah.
But it's because we live in America where we have freedom, and those military members who helped make our country free and keep it free. Yeah. We honor them in a very special way on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And we thank them all those who have died in service to our country wearing the uniform, men and women. So it's a very solemn, very special day for our country that we must remember our veterans in a special way on that day. And it's a great day to thank a veteran who's still with us.
Absolutely.
To thank them for their service. And I think our country is much, much better about that. Mm-hmm. When I was on active duty and I walked through an airport wearing a uniform, almost always people would say to me, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And I would just say, thank you. It's been an honor. And I always meant that. Our poor men and women in Vietnam had no such experience like
that. Absolutely. I know.
I mean, they were drafted for the most part and told to go. And they got traded shamefully when they came home.
Absolutely. Yes, they have.
So thankfully, a lot of that has ended.
Yes. Now, it reminds me also of talking about those families that have lost someone, the Gold Star families. Mm-hmm. How much interaction do you have in your role? I mean, do you interact with a lot of the Gold Star families?
No, I really don't. I have met them along the way.
Okay.
And just honor them for the sacrifice of their sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Thank them for their service.
Yes.
The only thing I would like to say that Pope St. John Paul II, who grew up in Poland underground in the seminary because the seminary was off against the law, and he went at risk of his own life. Well, after the war, he credited the West, our country and our allies, for coming to the aid to the world against Nazi tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, military service is an honorable profession.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell our military men and women that what they're doing is really honorable, wearing the uniform, serving our country in the military.
Well, thank you, Bishop Coffey. Now I'm going to ask you, would you care to close us out with a prayer?
Sure. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the men and women in our military who have made the ultimate sacrifice and have died in the service of our country. We ask you to bring them up to heaven and comfort their families who still mourn their loss. We thank you for all the veterans that are still living all over the country in our Veterans Center, Veterans Hospitals. Bless all the staff members who take care of them. And we ask you to keep all those on active duty right now safe, especially those in harm's way, so they could come home safely. And we ask all this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Well, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, and I want to thank my very special guest, Bishop Joseph L. Coffey, for coming into the station. And thank you very much for listening, and talk to you next time. God bless.